Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, once again, for the third day in a row, we are talking about sense and sensibility. We are finally working our way towards the end of the story, and we're going to find out with these sisters, Eleanor and Marianne, who have gone through a lot during the story.
I know, and all these twists in their love life.
It gets really complicated for them, and they haven't really been treated too well by the men in their life, we could say. They've experienced some heartache. We just found out that one of them yesterday at the end of the article experienced a lot of heartache when she found out the man she loved was actually engaged
to another woman.
Yeah, to somebody else. He had been away in London, and I guess he'd been busy during that time because he got engaged. Well, we're going to find out what happens to Eleanor and Marianne today. So let's go ahead and read through today's article. Then Laura and I will be back.
Reading.
Sense and Sensibility.
On Eleanor and Marianne's way back home, they stopped to visit some relatives. Marianne, still depressed, also becomes ill. Willoughby hears of this and visits Marianne. He reveals that he still loves her, but she feels they would have never been happy together. Meanwhile, Colonel Brandon arrives to care for her, and she sees how devoted he is. In London, Edward's mother is unhappy about his engagement to Lucy and disinherits him by giving the family fortune to his brother. To get the money, Lucy marries Edward's brother instead, which makes Edward feel relieved that his foolish engagement is finally over. Eleanor and Marianne return home and learn that Lucy has already married Mr. Ferrers, which makes Eleanor deeply sad. Before long, Edward arrives and reveals that Lucy actually married his brother, Robert Ferris. Then Edward proposes to Eleanor and she happily accepts with tears of joy. Similarly, Colonel Brandon proposes to Marianne. The two couples finally marry and live out their lives in happiness.
Okay, today's article kicks off by saying, on Eleanor and Marianne's way back home, they stop to visit some relatives. Marianne, still depressed, also becomes ill.
Oh, no.
So what else can go wrong, really? They're going back to visit some relatives. Remember, relatives are members of your family.
Right.
Marianne is still depressed. Depressed means you feel very, very sad. And on top of that, she becomes ill. She actually gets sick. So it's just one bad thing after another now.
She must be really feeling really, really depressed. Okay. 所以呢我们来看一下 Eleanor 跟 Marianne 在回家的路上呢他们就想说帮他们就停下来去拜访一些可能亲戚啦之类的。可是呢这个呢后来我们他们发现这个 Marianne 她因为刚昨天我们不是得知就是说她心上人了已经跟别人订婚啦所以她感到非常的忧伤忧郁。这时候我们就看到 depressed 这个字 D-E-P-R-E-S-S-E-D。常常呢像是现在很多人呢可能就是压力很大就很多人可能有了这个忧郁症我们就会用它的名词就是 depression 来表达 depression 的拼法是 D-E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N 那他有多忧郁呢他忧郁到他甚至都生病了就是伤心欲绝而大病一场这里我们用 ill I-L-L 来表示生病的意思当然你也可以用 sick 这个字来表示生病哦
Willoughby hears of this and visits Marianne. He reveals that he still loves her, but she feels they would have never been happy together. So Willoughby hears that she is sick and he goes to see Marianne. He reveals, he tells, he makes her know that he still loves her, but then she kind of changes her mind. She says, well, maybe it's not meant to be. We're not supposed to be together because we wouldn't be happy.
OK, 当然呢 Willoughby 他听到这个 Marianne 生病的时候呢、哦、他马上就去探望这个 Marianne 这时候呢他就 reveal 是什么，就是透露出呢其实他还是非常爱这个 Marianne， 但是呢反而是这时候 Marianne 呢他感觉就是说其实两个人在一起呢他有这种预感，就是两个人可能在一起也是不会很快乐了。
Meanwhile, Colonel Brandon arrives to care for herAnd she sees how devoted he is.、
Mm.
Meanwhile means something is happening at the same time、mm-hmm. as something else. But it doesn't necessarily mean those two things are happening in the same place.、
Oh.
They can be happening in different places. So meanwhile, at the same time, Colonel Brandon shows up and she sees how devoted he is. If you are devoted to someone or something, it just means thatyou are very loving or、
right.
loyal towards、
yes.
that person or that thing. In this case,、mm. we're talking about someone being devoted to someone else, which means、
right.
they love them very much、
right.
and would never do anything bad to them.
And I almost forgot about this Colonel Brandon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's been a while、
okay.
since we've heard、
right.
from my old Colonel Brandon.
It's old Billy and, yeah, the younger...Guys, okay, however, he's a nice guy, okay. 所以在这个同时的期间呢，这时我们就看到 meanwhile, 就是在同个时候呢，诶，我们是不是好久没听到这个名字，就是 Brandon 上校呢，诶，就出现啦，他就开始来照顾这个 Marianne, 而这时候也不错，因为 Marianne 就可以开始发现到，诶，他的一些非常好的优点，他发现说，诶，其实这个男生对我非常的专情啦。那这里我们就看到 devoted 这个字 D-E-V-O-T-E-D 其实 devoted 有很多意思，还有虔诚啦或是奉献的，不过在本课呢它比较跟 loyal L-O-Y-A-L 比较贴近 的这个意思，就是表示非常的忠诚或者是很专情这样子的意思。 So that's why a lot of times we talk aboutdevoted fans, like they would actually love, you know, the star for a very long time. So that's how we would、talk about devoted fans.
That's right. Okay, well, let's、get into the next part of our article.
Right.
In London, Edward's mother is unhappy about his engagement to Lucy、
oh.
and disinherits him by、oh. giving the family fortune to his brother. So now we're getting back to Edward, if you remember him.They're back in London as well.、
Mm.
Edward's mother is unhappy about his engagement to Lucy and disinherits him. So inherit means to get something、
yeah.
like from your parents. Perhaps when they pass away, they're going to give you the money they have,、
mm-hmm.
maybe their house, everything they have,、
money.
They'll give to their kids. She disinherits him though. That just means, well, she's not going to give him anything. She's going to give the family fortune to his brother.The fortune just means everything they have that's worth money. And it can refer to the money, too, but also homes
yeah,
jewelry,
property,
any property they have. He's not getting any of that.、
Wow.
It's all going to his brother because she says, I don't like this Lucy.
Okay, poor Edward. Okay, but, you know, we don't know if that's a good or a bad thing yet.
Not yet.
Something's going to happen later.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以我们现在回到了伦敦啦。这个 Edward 的妈妈她就发现，哇，他跟这个另外一个女生还记得吗？他跟 Lucy 是不是已经有点像秘密订婚了四年了？所以他感到非常的不高兴哦。然后他就决定说，不行不行，我决定不要把家产给你。所以他就怎么样 ？Disinherit 字面上有着剥夺某人的继承权，其实就是呢不给他财产这样的意思啦。因为 inherit 就是继承这样子的意思啦。所以呢，他就决定把这个 family fortune 是什么呢？就是家里的一些财产啦。就直接呢就给他的 brother 可能是弟弟或是哥哥，那其中的 fortune 呢刚刚就解释得很好，它不只是指这个钱，它还可能包含了像是、这个家就是 house 啊，或者是 property 可能地啊，任何的财富呢都是这个可能 fortune 这个字所包含的意思哦。
To get the money, Lucy marries Edward's brother instead, which makes Edward feel relievedthat his foolish engagement is finally over. So I guess、Edward's mother was right.
Right, I think that was a good thing.
Lucy's not a very nice woman.、
Mm.
She marries Edward's brother instead. Instead means, well, she chooses one and not the other. Yeah, exactly. Feel bad for Edward's brother.、
Mm.
And that makes Edward feel relieved that his foolish engagement is finally over. He says it's a foolish...engagement.
Right.
If something is foolish, it's not sensible. It's not something that you should do. It means that a fool, somebody who's very silly, very stupid, would do. So if you say something is foolish, it means it's not a smart thing to do.
Okay, 所以其实 Edward 的妈妈她很聪明，但是我觉得好像对于 Edward 的 brother 好像蛮可怜的，就是因为呢这个 Lucy 她就是见钱眼开，她马上为了要得到钱，所以她反而呢就嫁给了 Edward 的这个 brother， 不知道是哥哥还是弟弟哦。不过在这个时候我们看到 Edward 他的想法是怎么样呢，他竟然感到非常的 relieved， 是他突然感到有点就是很宽心啊，或者是说很放心这样的意思，因为呢他后来发现了这个 Lucy 的真面目，让他感觉呢这一场这个可能订婚是非常的 foolish， 非常的可笑的啊，荒谬的这样的意思终于可以结束啦。 OK， 所以呢感觉本来是事情发生的不太顺遂，但是这样的结果呢其实也有一个发展出意外的一个更好的一个 结局哦。
Now, Eleanor and Marianne return home and learn that Lucy has already married Mr. Ferrers, which makes Eleanor deeply sad. So, we're saying Mr. Ferrers, so
of course.
We don't know which one. Yeah. They don't know which one. They just know it's a
we
Mr.
Know, but they
we
know,
but they don't know.They just know that it's a Mr. Ferrers, so I think we can figure out which one they assume it is. And that makes Eleanor deeply sad. So more sadness for Eleanor, unfortunately.
Right, and yeah, of course, that's understandable. Okay, so Eleanor 跟 Marianne 回家的时候呢，他们就发现这个 Lucy 已经怎么样嫁给了 Mr. Ferrers. 可是他们只是听到这个姓 Mr. Ferrers, 因为 Edward 他当然是姓 Ferrers.而且那他的哥哥或是弟弟的当然也是姓同样的姓啊，所以他们得知这样当然会联想到说啊，是不是 Edward 跟 Lucy 结婚了，所以这时候 Eleanor 就感到非常的伤心。
Before long, Edward arrives and reveals that Lucy actually married his brother, Robert Ferrers. Now this happens before long. This is a phrase that means not a long time passes. It's a very short time before something happens.Before long is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what's wrong with your body?
Wrong? Nothing.I'm dancing.
That's your idea of dancing?
Sure. And before long, everyone will be copying my dance moves.
Before long? When will long happen?
Before long means that something will happen soon.
Gotcha. Before long means 不久后.
That's correct. Before long, everyone will try to look as cool as me.
I don't think so.
Why's that?
Because before long, you'll realize how ridiculous you look.
Okay, so before long, 就是不久啦，所以 Edward 就来到我们这边，然后就说出，哎呀，其实 Lucy 是跟我的，是哥哥还是弟弟结婚啦，那他的哥跟弟弟的名字就是 Robert Ferrers, 所以不是我跟他结婚哦。
Then Edward proposes to Eleanor, and she happily accepts with tears of joy. So we have a happy ending for Eleanor after all. Edward proposes. When you propose to someone, it means you ask them to marry you.
Yes.
So traditionally, the man will get down on one knee, and he will say, will you marry me to the woman? And hopefully she will say yes. Eleanor does say yes. She accepts.Remember, we have accept, which means yes, reject, which means no. And she also has tears of joy. Sometimes when people cry, it's because they're happy, not because they're sad. She's not sad. She's getting married, I hope.
No, okay. 然后接下来呢 ,Edward 就非常的做出一个让 Eleanor 非常的开心的事情，就是要跟他求婚啦。这里呢我们看到 propose, P-R-O-P-O-S-E, 就是求婚的意思。而它的名词就是 proposal, P-R-O-P-O-S-A-L. 那当然 Eleanor 她开心到怎么样呢 ?She happily accepts with tears of joy. 但是说好 ,yes, I do, okay. 她想要跟他结婚呢那她就会说 他喜极而泣，就是用 tears of joy 这样子来形容，就是有时候你可能开心到你就哭了。
Similarly, Colonel Brandon proposes to Marianne.
There you go.
The two couples finally marry and live out their lives in happiness. So we have a happy ending for pretty much everybody. Maybe not Lucy, I hope. But these two couples, they get married, they propose. The two men propose to the two sisters, and they get to live out their lives in happiness. Live out just means to continue your life until the very end. Live out from...this point in your life to the end of your life, and they are in happiness. They have happy lives together.
Okay. 那同时呢，我们看到 Brandon 上校呢，哦，虽然他有点年长，可是因为 Marianne 被他的这个专情而感动呢，所以呢，其实他也同样跟 Marianne 求婚。那两对佳偶呢，终于呢就一起结婚，而且呢都幸福的过着开心的日子啦。那这里我们看到呢 ，live out。什么什么 life 就是指通常呢就是指过某种的生活这样的意思。For example, I could say he lived out, the final years of his life in quiet retirement. Okay, so it just means to live out of some life. Okay, and also sometimes live out can also mean to do the things you have dreamed of. For example, I could say he has finally had the chance to live out his dreams.
Okay, well, I hope everyone has the chance to live out their dreams in their life. That brings us to the end of the story of Sense and Sensibility. But before we go, let's do our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question. It's quite a tough one, I think. You have to think about your answer pretty carefully.
Okay.
The question is, who is the person you care about most? And you have to say why, too.
Oh, no. I hope, you know... Well,
make sure you say the right person.
Right. And I hope...
They might be watching.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I hope my mom is not watching this. She's probably expecting me to say, my mom. Okay. I think I do actually care about my mom a lot.She's sick and she's been having like Parkinson's disease for some time. Mm-hmm. So I really care about her in terms of like, especially her health. I wish her all the best.
Of course.
I hope she can get better. So that's why I have a lot of care for my mom. What about you?
This is really tough. I care for both of my parents, obviously, very much. My brother, my whole family, really.
You don't want to miss out, you know, some people in case they go, hey, what about me?
I care about my wife very much. I'm a married man, so I should say that as well. I don't think I could pick just one person.
Right. Because
there's so many people who I am close to, who I have obviously very strong feelings.
If you have kids one day, I mean, you don't know which one to
pick. Are you going to pick one kid over the other? So that's why it's a very tough question.
And the wife gets jealous.
But, exactly, that too. That could be a problem. But you might pick one and just rank them just a little bit above the other one, perhaps, if that's possible. But...Yeah, very tough question. Hopefully there are lots of people on your list that you care a lot about. And you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves. Who's the person in your life that you care the most about and why? Well, that brings us to the end of our 3 days of talking about the story of Sense and Sensibility. We hope you've enjoyed learning about this great book by Jane Austen. If you want to learn more, you can go out and get either the English version or you can try the Chinese version first.
Or the DVD.
Or watch the DVD. There's a great movie. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of options to learn more about this story. All right. Well, please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sense and Sensibility.
On Eleanor and Marianne's way back home, they stop to visit some relatives. Marianne, still depressed, also becomes ill. Willoughby hears of this and visits Marianne. He reveals that he still loves her, but she feels they would have never been happy together. Meanwhile, Colonel Brandon arrives to care for her, and she sees how devoted he is. In London,Edward's mother is unhappy about his engagement to Lucy and disinherits him by giving the family fortune to his brother. To get the money, Lucy marries Edward's brother instead, which makes Edward feel relieved that his foolish engagement is finally over. Eleanor and Marianne return home and learn that Lucy has already married Mr. Ferrers, which makes Eleanor deeply sad. Before long, Edward arrives and reveals that Lucy actually married his brother, Robert Ferrers. Then Edward proposes to Eleanor and she happily accepts with tears of joy. Similarly, Colonel Brandon proposes to Marianne. The two couples finally marry and live out their lives in happiness.
Vocabulary review.
Meanwhile, the doctors will see you again next week. Meanwhile, you must take your medicine daily. Instead, he didn't want to eat Italian food tonight and wanted Thai food instead. Foolish. My foolish brother is always doing things that get him into trouble. Propose. The man got down on one knee and proposed to his girlfriend. Live out. After saving the Earth, Superman went home and lived out the rest of his life in peace.